Hello, my dear ones. Happy sunshiny day. I live in the Netherlands, and this time of year, the sun is indeed a precious commodity, and it's shining brilliantly today. I hope life is super good where you are in the world, whether or not the sun is shining. And I have a really cool hands-on, step-by-step episode for you today that most coaches would charge for something like this. So this is a high value episode that I am offering you as my gift to be in service to you, because truly, deeply, in the deepest levels of my soul, I want you to be successful. And my mission in life is to help soul guided entrepreneurs grow their audience, grow their voice, grow their gifts, be remunerated in a way they deserve that meets the value they're creating in the world, which is so much, so high value. So soul-guided entrepreneurs can feel the abundance, make more money, serve more people, serve at a higher level. And I really honestly believe that we, the soul-guided entrepreneurs, are the leaders in this energetic shift to higher consciousness on planet. We're the tip of the spear that will create the ripple effect to that will eventually ripple throughout those people on planet who are ready for it and asking for it to a higher and better way of living. So I want you to know I see you. I honor you. I know that there are days that are challenging, and I know that you have a deep mission in your heart. And it's that mission that keeps you going even on the tough days. And I just want to honor all that you do and say thank you. Thank you for staying true to your dreams, staying true to your gifts, and for being in service to others on the planet. From the bottom of my heart, hear me now. Thank you. It takes guts. It takes courage. And things often aren't handed to us on a silver platter. And I just honor you for getting up every day and going back to your mission. And this episode is really, truly going to help you in your mission. And that is how to conduct a really high vibe, results producing soul guided sales conversation. It's something I often say, you will hear me say, there are two things in your business that if you can nail doing, and finding a way to approach it in a way that works for you and feels good to you, you will be successful in any type of business you ever try to launch. And the first thing is learning how to host a very good live marketing event. It can be in person, it can be a webinar, it could be a challenge, a training, a video, but some sort of live interaction with prospective clients to get them excited about working with you. And as part two of that, is having a really solid sales conversation about your offerings, about the results that you will help your clients to achieve, but doing it from a soul-guided perspective not only helps to produce better results for you, it also just feels better. It feels more aligned. And a good sales conversation can actually put you in the energy of being in service to that person you're speaking to. So you're not in the energy of, oh, I feel like I'm taking from them or asking from them, but you're actually in the energy of being in service to them. And when people feel that from a place of true integrity, guess what? It gets them excited to take that next step with you. So in today's episode, I reveal the five key elements to soul-guided sales conversations that get your prospective soul clients to a yes energy and beyond excited to work with you. How to use your intuition to maximize your results, and a secret results-boosting practice to do before the start of your conversation. We'll end on an invitation that will have you loving your sales conversations and converting at nearly 100%. So you're going to want to stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission
amplify your spiritual gifts and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide.
Hey there, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we have big soul missions, and we yearn to earn more, serve more, and grow spiritually along the way. If you aren't already a member, then I invite you to join our Facebook group of over 1,500 leaders and lightworkers who are in service to each other and the planet. Find a link to join on my website, AllisonScammell.com, or in the show notes. Today, we're talking soul-guided sales conversations that gets your prospective clients to a yes energy and beyond excited to start working with you. And I want to say here that when ideally, in the perfect world, when you have been at this for a while and you've refined your systems and your practices and everything is chugging along in an aligned way, that means that you have a really solid working for you soul client courtship set up that's calling in just the right people, just the right prospective clients to the sales conversation. And if you haven't yet listened to my episode on soul client courtships, then there's a link to check out that episode in the show notes. And I encourage you to do so because ideally, in the perfect world, right, you want to get to the point where when you get to the sales conversation, so the clarity call or the discovery call or whatever it is you call it, that person on the other end of the line is already, you know, let's say 80% to yes, right? You want them to be in what I call a yes energy. They are excited. Now, when it comes to, say, hiring coaches or making bigger investments, people get to yes typically from their emotions and no typically from their thoughts. Okay. So when I say yes energy, and we want them led by their emotions because that is their intuitive path. That is their intuition giving them a yes, their soul, higher self saying, yes, I want to work with you. And when their soul, when their higher self is saying yes, that means this is it. This is meant to be. That means they have the resources to hire you. That means they have the time. That means that this is destined to happen. But our thoughts come in, and your prospective clients will have thoughts that will come in and say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I deserve this. I don't know if I can afford this. I don't know if I have the time. I don't know if my partner is going to support this. Okay. So that yes energy is their emotions are engaged. They're excited. You have been producing content for them that has produced some results, some snippets of transformation, and they are in a warm, fuzzy, high vibrational yes energy at the possibility of working with you. And you know, that doesn't come overnight. You know, when I first got started, I didn't have my first discovery calls with people who are at 80% or higher to yes to working with me. You know, that is something that comes with time, with doing a lot, with testing things. And you will learn how to implement a soul client courtship in a way that calls in just the right people and gets them into that excited yes energy. And when they're in that yes energy, that is the most beautiful time to get them on the phone to have a conversation about how you can be in service to them. So I'm going to reveal to you right now the 5 key elements to a really awesome soul-guided sales conversation. Now, if you've taken other business or sales courses, this is going to sound similar to other frameworks that are out there for sure. Why? Well, because this framework does more or less work. It's been tested. It's been tested by a lot of different people. And you better believe I've tested this format. And this is what I more or less use. I think that the more you get into sales conversations, the more it really does just become a conversation. And it's just a chat. And when you can do that successfully, just have a chitty chat with someone that is a very serious sales conversation about, you know, a 5-figure offer or higher, and you can be successful in that, that means you are getting to advanced levels of sales. But until you get to advanced, if you are not there yet, it is a really good idea to have a framework to follow. And you plug in your own personality, your own gifts, your own things that feel good into the framework. But having this framework really, really does work. And it helps you to advance to that next level where you basically won't need a framework. All right. So here are the five key elements. First element is to get your prospective client talking about their pains. It's normally as simple as asking, how's it been going? Here's the thing. Most people feel like nobody really listens to them. Nobody really hears them. So if you actively listen with your whole body and come to them with an energy of true empathy, you're already connecting to them in a profound way. So that's already going to get them opening up their trust in you and feeling some relief because someone's really listening to them. Element number two is then to ask them to envision a better life without those pains. Normally, you want to go about 6 to 12 months into the future. If you are a coach and you have 6-month programs, I would use 6 months. So that is the journey that you'll take them on. So how will things look differently in 6 months? This is where you ask them their goals, their dreams, their desires. And this is another relief for your prospective clients because you're holding the space and giving them the opportunity of dreaming and feeling something better, something without that pain they're experiencing and something with their dreams and desires. This is important. During this part of the conversation, you want to write down their desires on a piece of paper, word for word, exactly as they have said them to you. And I will get to in a minute why you do that. Element number three is you want to inform them at this point that you have a plan or you have an idea of how you can support them in alleviating their pains and reaching their desires. And this is super important. This is a key element to any sales conversation that any business coach will remind you that you need to get their permission. It's really important. Even though they have booked a clarity call with you and they know that you're going to be talking about your programs, you still need to get their permission and ask them if they'd like to hear it. I have a plan for how I can help you. Would you like to hear it? This shifts the whole energy of the conversation. And when they say yes, they are saying, yes, sell to me now. If they are not in that yes, sell to me now energy, there's going to be some resistance there. Like they feel like you're trying to push something onto them that they may not want. And of course, you're not doing that. You're in a sales conversation to talk about your services and your offerings and how they can make this person, this prospective client's life better. So this is just staying in the flow of the energy. Would you like to hear about it? They will say yes. And that is like saying, yes, sell to me, honey. All right. Once you receive the yes, then give them a description, paint a picture of what a coaching journey with you would look like if you indeed are selling some sort of coaching package. So if you're not selling a coaching package, then whatever it is they're consuming of yours, what does that journey look like? Important point here. Don't go into too much detail here, because that will put you in the energy of it could make it feel as if you're trying to oversell. And you're not trying to do that because you are owning your worth. You know the high value of the results you will create in your clients' lives. And you're just simply stating, this is what we will do on, for example, a 6-month journey together. And here's another important point. When you get to the end of what the journey will look like, you want to tell them some form of this statement. As a result of this work, you can expect to receive. And this is when you want to repeat back to them, word for word, their dreams and desires that they had stated earlier, if and only if you feel in your heart and in integrity that you can actually help get them on the track to achieving those goals. Now, some of the goals will be long-term goals that could never be achieved in 2 months or 3 months or 6 months together, promising that you're going to have all the dreams fulfilled by the end of your time working together. You're just saying you will be on the path to bringing your dreams and desires into their experience. Because what we're talking about here is an investment. They're investing in you. And they want to know, they want some certainty that this investment is not a risk. And they feel sure, they feel confident that they are going to get a big return on their investment. And you are just adding to that confidence. You are giving them confidence. You are telling them with clear, concise words, as tangible as you can possibly be, exactly what they can expect to receive as a result of your work together. Number four, the fourth element to a good soul guided conversation is ask them if they have any questions. So at this point, you haven't yet said an investment. Okay. If this feels good, of course, tweak and refine any of these elements in a way that feels good for you. But I often don't say anything about the investment until this step. And I say, do you have any questions? 99% of the time, the prospective clients will ask me, what's the investment? And I like that the client asks me that. I like it when that happens, and it doesn't always happen, but usually it does. Because again, I feel like it's another permission they're granting. Cause you know, when we get to the cost, that's really to the heart of the sales conversation, especially when you have higher priced offerings, right? So when it gets to the investment, what does it all cost? It's almost like you're getting permission twice to tell them. So you've asked them, do you want to hear about it? Then you ask them if they have any questions. Most people will say, if they are interested, if they are getting an emotional yes, then they will want to know, what's the investment? Again, this is when you don't want to be wordy and you don't want to oversell. You go into the energy of owning your offering and say, my investment is this. Payment plans are available. If you have higher priced offerings, which I hope you do, you may want to say something like, I know this may feel like a higher investment, but this is what makes me different. Tell them very clearly. It's a higher investment than you may see with other people in my industry. Here's why. Here's what you get for the higher investment. Here's why it's worth it to you. Own your offering. It's amazing. It's high value. But you don't need to oversell it. You don't need to be very wordy here because what you have to offer is unbelievable. And the fifth element is be ready to talk through 1 to 2 objections. So again, they're getting an emotional yes, but then the thoughts will come in and say, oh, that's a little bit more than I expected to pay, for example. And I would say some of the most common objections are, I can't afford it. I don't have the time. I have to ask my spouse, how will I know this will work? How will I know this is a good investment? I don't know if I deserve this. I don't know if I could spend this kind of money on myself. It often, if they're getting an emotional yes and their thoughts are saying no, it 9 times out of 10 boils down to a question of self-worth, right? Do I feel worthy enough to spending this kind of money on myself? That's really the heart of it. So you want to treat these objections with a lot of empathy, a lot of compassion, and just be ready to talk through a couple. Have your talking points ready. For example, I understand that this feels like a super high investment and you're just not sure if it's going to get you that return. But what I can say to you is this, your higher self led you here. You're getting a yes from your higher self, which means on a soul level, you and I are destined to do work together. And it also means that the results are going to be there. And they're going to be greater than anything you could ever imagine. And the return from our working together will return to you for the rest of your life. I feel the energy, the yes energy so strongly here that that's really the only answer that's left for us.
Microphone drop.
So be passionate. I was just giving you something that I would say if I was on the line with you and you were a soul client and you told me that your higher self said yes, you better believe. And if my higher self is saying yes, I am gonna get passionate, girl, because I don't need clients. I have a waiting list. Clients are gonna come to me. So for me, it's not about like, I wanna get the sale from you. I feel the connection. I feel like in a way we graduate at a certain point in our business to beyond getting the sale. And trust me, when I first started, I was about getting the sale because I wanted to get money in my business. I wanted to grow. I was about getting sales initially. But that has shifted. That has shifted greatly to I want to be in service and I want to help people receive results that are so massive, it blows their mind. And the reason why I want to help people receive these results because I believe in you and I believe in the impact that you are meant to make on the planet. And I want to help you step into the bigness of your soul mission. And when I feel like you and I are an energetic match, you better believe I'm going to let you know that. I am going to let you know that. But, and on the flip side of all of that, if you say to me, well, actually my higher self is saying no or not right now or to pass, I would do a quick check-in with my higher self and say, is that true? If I get a yes, then I actually wouldn't then talk through objections. I would say, all right then. Okay. Thank you for your time. You know, please stay in my community. I would love to stay connected if that's true. I offer a lot of great free resources and I wish you great success. If things should ever change for you and you get a yes from your higher self, please let me know. So what I'll add to this one is only talk them through objections if you're getting a yes. If you feel like, you know, you've had this sales conversation with them, you've had this opportunity to connect with them energetically, are you getting a yes from your higher self? If yes, I would definitely talk them through their objections. If no, then I probably wouldn't. I would just say, you know, thanks for your time. You know, call me again if things shift for you, right? Or maybe that you aren't getting good energy for them at all. And you just want to say, thank you. I wish you well in future endeavors. That's okay too, right? What we're trying to do really in these sales conversations is ultimately, it's not about, as I had mentioned earlier, getting the sale. It's ultimately about filter. It's an important filter of you magnetizing the perfect soul clients into your business. And ultimately, when you, again, this is sort of advanced sales conversationship, ultimately, it's really you who's interviewing them from a place of service and love and connection to ensure that they are the perfect soul client for you. And ultimately, you're the one that gets to decide, yes, I'm going to go to the next step with this person or no. Okay, moving on. And I already started to give you examples of how to use your intuition to maximize your results. You guys, I would say there's never, ever a better time. Okay, so in your business, you should always be guided and led by your higher self. But if you are not checking in often with your higher self, with your intuition, when you get to the sales conversation or the discovery call part of your journey with a prospective client, then you are making it so much harder for yourself than it needs to be. Beautiful, wonderful yes, no questions to the higher self. Higher self can guide you through a sales conversation in the most beautiful and magical ways. And you can get used to, or you can practice checking in with higher self during the sales conversation throughout. Just, it's a simple learning how to get a fast yes, no response from higher self. A lot of different ways to do it. You guys know the different methods that I teach. If you're new to my world, I'll just say quickly, you quickly go to the heart space. If you're in the middle of the sales conversation and you don't have a lot of time to like clear your thoughts and stuff, just go into the heart space and do a quick, is this person a soul client? Do I want to continue on selling? Do I want to end the call now? You know, just a quick check-in with the heart, get the yes, no. If your body wants to lean forward, that's a yes. If your body wants to lean backwards, it's a no. If your body feels tight, constrained, heavy, it's a no. If it feels light, freeing, expansive, it's a yes. Your higher self will always help guide you to your perfect soul clients. And you can even ask if you think about, oh, I could mention this part of my program to her. Would she like that? I mean, you can get more specific with your higher self. Your higher self says, yes, mention that part of the program. That'll get her interested, right? So checking in at all parts of the sales conversation, I recommend just simple yes, no answers as you go, kind of always ending on the question, is this person right for me? Is this person a soul client? And if you're getting yes for that, then I would put your energy all in. My energy is all in for working with this prospective client. It doesn't mean you're going to harass her or chase her down. It just means you are going to be in a yes energy. I'm in a yes energy. I'm confident. I'm clear. I want to work with this person. And she is going to feel that yes energy that you're in. And that yes energy is going to get her excited and get her also in a yes energy. And the last thing I want to reveal, and I will just say, if you are still tuned in and listening, you get a gold star because this is really high value stuff that's going to get you really exciting results in your sales conversations. And that is my little secret practice to a sales conversations that convert we want. So yeah, convert, I understand, is kind of a salesy word. But when they say convert, that means when basically a sales conversation ends on a yes. Salespeople will call that a converting sales conversation. And ultimately, this is where, okay, so this is where the soul guided really comes in this soul guided conversation. If you talk to a regular 3D business coach, they will tell you that of the, let's say you have 10 sales conversations in a week, you can expect X percentage of that to convert. I don't even know what the industry standard is, but hold tight and I'm going to Google it right now. Okay, I'm back from the Google and it is a rabbit hole. But what I can say, because there's just so many different industries that it's hard to get like 1%. But what I can tell you is they're very low. Like if you look at different industries, real estate, other industries that have, you know, sales conversations as a key component, they're all really low in terms of what percentage of sales conversations convert to yes. In this model, with the proper soul client courtship in place, and you're getting, the only people you're getting on the phone are people who are already in a yes energy, I am going to the goal where my sales conversations convert eventually at 100%. Because why not? Why not? I'm not attached to that goal. It doesn't make me feel bad when it's not 100%, but I'm just like, hey, why not have 100? Why not be so clear in my energy about who I want to call in? And why not put out the best content in the world that the right people find that content and consume it, that eventually my sales conversations are 100%. And why I keep using the word eventually is because a super important part of sales conversations is a lot of people don't get to yes right away. Some people do, of course, and that's great. But a lot of people, this is a journey. It's a courtship. For some of your clients, it's going to take them a while, a year, a two, 3 years before they get to yes. So if you have a sales conversation where they're in it, they're in a yes energy, and they're just saying, I want to work with you, but just not now. Perfect. No problem. I'm not going anywhere. And then all you do is check back in with them in 6 months. I would say in about every 3 to 6 months, you're checking back in with them. How's it going? Hey, I have this new PDF guide. Would you like it? You know, offer it, you know, court them. It's a courtship. Give them a few free gifts. And then at a certain point, the question becomes, do you want to hop back on the phone? So that's why I say, like, eventually all of your sales conversations get to some form of yes. And why not set the intention with ease, joy, and flow that those, all of my sales conversations get me to 100% yes. If that doesn't feel good to you, if that feels like pressure, then of course you can just take off that conversion off the table. But it's a very good idea to sort of track how your sales conversations are converting. If you're having 20 sales conversations and not getting one client from them, then something is a little bit off. So it's just like, am I calling in the right people? Do I have the right offering? Am I going through the right, you know, sales conversation framework? Just that is a nice time to reflect to see how you could get better results. Okay, back to the secret practice. I do this before everything I do in my business, and I also do it before a sales conversation, and I tune into the energy of the prospective clients, and I ask them questions first before I get on the phone with them. And I recorded an episode about connecting to soul clients, which will also link in the show notes. So if you want to learn more about how to do this, I do recommend checking that episode out as well. So it's a beautiful five-step process because you guys know I love a good five steps. Step one, deep breaths. Step two, go to the heart space, tune into your heart energy. Step three, connect to the person that you're going to be having the sales conversation with. Step four, ask her questions. What are your biggest pains? Are you a soul client? What are your biggest desires? What do you need from me? How can I most help you? If you're getting a yes that she's a soul client, then what can I say to get you to the yes energy? What will get you to yes? How can I help you get to yes in a way that feels like it's an ease and flow for you, right? So you're just connecting to her energetically to see what information you can get from her. And that gets us nicely to step five. After you ask the questions, you want to perceive what you be, what you're receiving using your intuitive gifts back in response from her. What do you hear? What do you see? What do you sense? What do you know? And as always, when you're not sure, take your best guess. And I promise you, if you go through the steps, all of these things that I've mentioned in this episode, high value stuff that other coaches will charge for. If you go through and implement, let's say 50% of what I'm offering today, you will see more clients on your schedule because these practices just work. All right. So I will do the recap and then I will give you your invitation for this episode, which has been so fun for me to record. I love sales conversations. I do, because again, it feels like I'm in service. Because why? Proper soul-guided sales conversation, you are in service. Because once you get, and I've said this before, but it's such an important point, I want to just say it one more time before I do the recap. Once you get the yes energy, once you get the yes that it is a soul client, then basically telling your prospective clients just what she can expect to receive from your work together, because on a soul level, you are destined to work together. You agreed to work together. And you are just having a sales conversation to bring that work to life so she can see and taste and feel the results she will receive. That is in the highest service to her. It is in highest service to her highest and greatest good because she needs what you have to offer. And without having the sales conversation, without telling her this and bringing this to her light, she might not say yes to the opportunity. And that actually is out of alignment to what her soul is calling of her. So you better believe that a soul-guided sales conversation is absolutely in service to those who you feel most called to serve. Woo! Recap, my friends. The five key elements to a cracking soul-guided sales conversation. Number one, get them talking about their pains, actively listen. Number two, envision. Ask them to envision a better life without those pains. What are their goals, dreams, desires? Number three, inform them you have a plan to support them and ask if they'd like to hear it. Number four, ask them if they have any questions. Number five, be ready to talk through a few objections. And I have two invitations for you this week. How exciting is that? The first one is to send 3 emails out this week to people who you feel a strong soul connection to ask them if they want to hop on the phone to talk about an offering you have that you think they would be perfect for. If you have 3, if 3 people come to mind, if you only have 2 or 1, then 1 or 2, but let's say at least 1 person in your already warm audience, your already warm network that you feel like is warmed up, there's yes energy there, and I invite you to invite them to a sales conversation, to a discovery call, to a phone call, and I invite you to go through these key elements. Tune in to her energetically before the call to see what you can receive intuitively about her, and all the while using your intuition and having your soul guide and lead the way. The second invitation is tune into your heart right now, right in this very, very second. Ask your heart, am I a soul client of Allison's? If you feel yes energy, then hop on the phone with me. I never talk about discovery calls on a podcast episode, but it feels supremely appropriate to do so now. I have a very full one-on-one schedule. However, if you and I are destined to work together, then the timing will sort itself out like magic. So there's a link in the show notes to book an intuitive strategy session with me so we can explore what kind of magic you and I could make in your life, in your business, so that you can be sold out with soul clients, living your best life, earning more, serving more, and growing spiritually along the way. I hope to see you on my calendar soon. And you guys, I have a great podcast review to read for you today. And this is from a former guest on the show, a guest I just felt like was a soul sister. And I had such an amazing time interviewing her on the show. And that is Julie Reisler, the life designer. And this is what she says. And she gave me a very wonderful and sweet 5 stars. Allison has a real gift for both interviewing and creating the space to talk about what really matters in building a heart-centered and successful business, and how to weave in powerful feminine energy as well as the masculine side. This podcast is for any soulful entrepreneur who wants to make a big impact and to lead with soul in mind. Aww, I feel so warm and fuzzy. Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you so much, dear one, dear listener. If you're feeling so called, I would be ever so grateful for a lovely rating and a wonderful review. And I would be more than happy and thrilled to read your review on the air. And as always, my dear ones, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to fill your business with soul clients in the next 60 days? Then download my free energy upgrade meditation to amp up your energy frequency, dissolve the doubt, and attract the soul clients you are destined to serve. Find a link to download on my website, AllisonScammell.com, as well as in the show notes.